Zygott invades the San Fernando Valley once again on 765-2000. And now, this week's feedback recording is already in progress. Supplementary closed caption for our hearing impaired listeners.
Right, Brian. Listen, I know that we need the strobe light so that you can have that big ball with the little mirrors all over.
Yeah.
But it's getting kind of distracting.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were that bothered by it. We'll turn it off.
I start reading in time with it.
We'll turn it off in a second. Okay. So just remember, everybody. Yeah, that too.
Well, you know, when I do my own birds, which is on an occasion, I'll just take piece of clothing, you know, and stick them in there depending on what kind of show I want to see. You know, like one time I saw a Little Red Riding Hood episode.
Hi, people. This is Karen Grateful Dead Van Nuys. I am calling in, and it's Monday, 1 o'clock in the morning. Rory Montebello and another fellow comment line leavers, I'd like to say I'm terribly sorry if I offended any of you by calling you rednecks just because you did not smoke marijuana or take drugs. I guess I really didn't mean it, saying that you are a redneck if you don't smoke pot. My views are still that marijuana should be legalized at age 24. I am doing something about it. I do belong to normal. But, I just like to say I'm really sorry if I did offend you. You can take my compliment, you know. You can either take it or shake it. That's all I got to say.
Well, this is Lizard in the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore, or very close to it. And I was just listening to the tape for the November 3rd week, and somebody mentioned about the sexual overtime operation and queried as to whether you would go bald in the next 3 or 4 years. Well, I've heard about this type of operation, and it's not whether you go bald in the next 3 or 4 years. You will get bald in the next 3 or 4 years sometime. So this has been bizarre from Lizard in the state of Maryland. And also another one, just for the hell of it. As far as, like, commercial radio goes, now, you heard the word, I said commercial. Somebody was saying that even stations that we have heard of over here on the East Coast, such as KROQ, in my direct communications with West Coast inhabitants, they highly recommend that station. And I've heard some tapes of programs they've had, and they sound quite progressive compared to what we have above 92 on the FM dial over here on the East Coast. Baltimore, for example, has quite a few stations above 92 megs, and all of them are commercial, as you would suspect. And they are all trash. They go by the ratings that exist already instead of forging ahead on their own. And let's just say that their lack of originality is just, you know, just by going by the ratings and following a safe course that has already been plotted. They're going for a sure thing instead of like creativity. So there it is. For most of you people out there, you probably have some kind of non-commercial station, college, high school, or Pacifica, or public radio that plays a progressive format at times, maybe not 24 hours because it's hard to get on a public or non-commercial station. But what can you say? Just for the hell of it, support your local public radio station of sorts. They won't hurt you at all. This has been a comment from Lizard in the state of Maryland.
Good morning. Did you know that David North Hollywood is painting his room again? Film at 11.
Hi, this is Stephanie from L.A. I just talked to Candy from Northridge, who is now in Georgia. Mike Montage, D24, BJ, all you guys, she's waiting to hear from you. She's been sending letters and everything and has not got a message back. And she's climbing the walls over it. She's so lonely over there. I feel so sorry for her. So please write her. She's really, you know, upset about the whole thing.
Hi, Feedback. Uncle Freaky here with a question about the directory assistance charges. Yeah, well, what I want to know is, provided you're local to the prefix, does that charge also apply if you dial a DA supervisor direct? Thanks, bye.
Real cute.
Probably since I was 3 years old, my favorite thing to eat has been chocolate. And a lot of people have scoffed at me and said, chocolate? Boy, that's really crummy for you. It'll ruin your teeth and it gives you zits. Well, anyway, someone sent me this little newspaper clipping. I'd like to read it to you, chocolate scoffers. This is true, by the way, in case you thought I was kidding around here. I don't kid around. Did you know that chocolate, one of America's most popular flavors, was considered a powerful aphrodisiac by Aztecs and was reserved for rulers and warriors? Did you know that U.S. chocolate manufacturers use approximately 3.5 million pounds of whole milk daily to make milk chocolate? Did you know that chocolate contains an ingredient that seems to inhibit tooth decay? Since grown people have such small vocabularies, that means inhibit. That means it will not cause tooth decay. In fact, it stops tooth decay. And did you know that recent scientific studies show that chocolate does not cause acne? And finally, the most important point of all, did you know that in 1 year, M&M's Mars makes about 7 90 billion pieces of M&M's chocolate candies. Okay? So why don't you stop putting me down for chocolate? Okay, now, why don't you just...
Now let us join Robert Caucasian as he continues his never-ending struggle with monkeys, underlings, and lower down. And the salad is such a relief not seeing bacon bits. Oh, I like this place. What a discovery. I don't know what the few have, dear.
Mother, the squab. Delicious squab.
You had
squash? Oh, yes, of course, with tarragon cream sauce, I believe. I think I had some sort of chestnut stuffing and vegetables, too.
Bob, do you know what a squash is?
Well, yes, of course, Mother. It's a bird. It's a fowl of some kind.
It's a pigeon.
A what? It's a pigeon. Oh, wait a minute, Mom. Are you trying to tell me I just ate a goddamn flying rat with tarragon cream sauce? I gutter, peel a fucking sewer falcon with hearts of artichoke.
Don't let's be quiet.
I want to be quiet, you scummy frog. You just fed me a turd with feathers. A stinking hedgehog. You expect me to be quiet? You know what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to get my fingers up your nose, and I'm going to tear your fucking French face off.
Monsieur, no, please. Look, wait, I'm not even French. I'm not a frog, man. I'm from Brooklyn. Get off me. God,
listen, Mother. All my life I've been dealing with inferior people, and I'm fucking well sick of it.
Just like your father.
So are you.
Hi, this is Steve 96. I just like to say one word. That's gefalte fish.
Yeah, you know, what I like about your line, better than all the other lines, you don't let one thing become the whole discussion. Like right now on Montage. 3 weeks now, everybody talking about incest just because one guy's having incest with his sister. Now, for 3 weeks, that's all they've been talking about. I mean, they might as well change the name to the incest line. Now, Brian's been smart, you know, to keep this out of, keep his line, and not just let everybody talk about the same subject and just play a couple of comments to one subject. Keep up the good work.
Well, you know, Steve knows someone who smells like incest.
Hi, Brian. This is Andy of Beverly Hills. I will tell you why we should use our, you know, directories too much. Because if we quit dialing 401, then everybody would be out of business. You know how many operators would be out of business if we just used our phone books instead? Then come on, the unemployment rate would be much higher. So let's just keep those guys employed. And I think it's stupid that they have to charge us. Bye-bye now,
and
a comment from Andy of Beverly Hills.
Bye-bye now. Well, you see, that would never happen, and the only thing that Pacific Telephone can see in the future is that they're going to have to build more directory assistance offices, so they're just trying to prevent further call traffic to directory assistance. And speaking of operators, hey, gang, this is Operator Appreciation Week. Hey, that's right, the Communication Workers of America, which is the union for the operators and the Bell System, have proclaimed this week to be Operator Appreciation Week. So, hey, if you talk to an operator, tell them how much you appreciate them. When you see them walking down the street, give them a great big kiss. All right?
Operator, may I help you?
Yes. Is 391 local to where I am now? At one side of the room.
No, it's not local.
It's not. How much is it?
It's a minute.
Okay. That's the call. Luke, change the tape.
It would be 9 cents for 1 minute and 6 cents each additional minute.
Okay, I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Because I heard it's Operator Appreciation Week.
Oh, it's next week. Next week?
I'm early.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I appreciate it anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're making this tape early, Steve, but, yeah, it is Operator Appreciation Week, the 17th through the whatever it is. That's going to do it for Side 1. You're going to have to call back to hear Side 2 of feedback serving Southern California's phone for... Oh, wait a second. Uncle Freaky. Goodbye.